Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Friday morning on KNSS. Billionaire David Koch has died at the age of 79. Koch was a major donor to conservative causes and educational groups. He was an engineer trained at MIT. He joined Koch Industries in 1970. And served on its board. He was chief executive officer of Koch Chemical Technology Group, a Koch subsidiary. He's one of the four Koch brothers from Wichita. David Koch has passed away. We understand he had been suffering from cancer. A federal appeals court will take on the case concerning access to the president's financial records.
A federal appeals court in New York will hear oral arguments today over a request by congressional Democrats for President Trump's financial records. A lower court has already denied the president's request to block a subpoena for those records. A ruling is expected in the next few weeks, and the issue may eventually be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. A separate federal appeals court in Washington last month heard arguments in a related case over a congressional demand for the president's accounting records. A ruling in that case is pending. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Sedgwick County is getting some much-needed help at the jail, with nearly three dozen detention deputies taking the oath of office last night.
A class with 32 graduates makes it the largest in the past 20 years for Sedgwick County. Captain Jared Schechner with the Sheriff's Office says it comes at a time when more help is needed in the jail.
Pretty much cut our job openings in half, so it'll really help bolster our staffing, which will help reduce a lot of the stress and difficulties our current staff is dealing with.
He adds that the new deputies will cut down on overtime and allow others to provide more resources in the community.
Hopefully get the law enforcement deputies, have more deputies out on the street patrols, because they are helping us in the facility right now because we are so short.
Officials are praising the success of the graduates, but also stress that there are still openings to be filled at the jail. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A woman tried to speed away from police in a stolen car in southeast Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the incident began late Wednesday night near the Hilltop neighborhood west of Oliver and Harry.
Officers attempted to stop a black Nissan Altima in the area of Harry and Bluffview for a traffic violation. The driver of the vehicle refused to stop, accelerated, and fled from police, and a brief pursuit ensued. The officers did disregard the chase, but then found the vehicle wrecked at Harry and Lulu.
The suspects, a 23-year-old woman and a 28-year-old man, were located in the 1500 block of South Lulu. They each faced several charges. The car had been stolen near Broadway and Lincoln, south of downtown.
A Senate Democrat pushing to expand background checks says the White House is still open to new gun legislation.
Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy says after speaking with White House officials Thursday, the administration has not walked away from improving background checks. Murphy has proposed a series of gun control measures, including expanding background check requirements for all gun sales. In a tweet, Murphy says he's skeptical consensus will be reached, but is willing to stay at the table. President Trump expressed support for expanding background checks in the aftermath of mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, but has since backed off some of that support, telling reporters this week he's hopeful there's a deal on something meaningful. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A former first couple is looking to buy some beachfront property worth millions.
Barack and Michelle Obama are under contract to purchase an oceanfront estate on Martha's Vineyard. The Boston Herald reports there are several contingencies in place, so it's still possible the deal could fall through. The property on the market since 2015 is listed at $14.8 million. It's a seven-bedroom, seven-bathroom house on 29 acres of beachfront property, which also includes a pool, jacuzzi, outdoor fireplace, and private beach rights. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now let's check the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a partly cloudy sky, we'll likely be in the upper 70s around lunchtime and 84 for the high this afternoon. A disturbance is going to be moving out of the Rockies into the plains overnight. That will bring in a few showers and thunderstorms with a low near 70. We can expect rain early Saturday and 82. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 71 degrees, and east wind at 8 miles per hour. 8:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on a Friday. Entertainment news now with Ted Woodward. We call it the blur.
And, of course, heading into the weekend, let's see how things are going to shape up with movies at the box office.
I'm Michelle Foligno. In Ready or Not, a Bride's Wedding Night takes a sinister turn when her eccentric new in-laws,
I think they have to kill you before sunrise. Something very bad will happen to the family.
Force her to take part in a terrifying game.
A statewide manhunt is underway.
An angel has fallen. Gerard Butler is the president's guardian angel. Secret Service agent Mike Banning, who's framed for the attempted assassination of the president, and must uncover the real threat.
Don't worry about finding me. I'll find you.
The film also stars Morgan Freeman and Jada Pinkett.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
The faith-based overcomer, a high school basketball coach, volunteers to coach a troubled teen in long-distance running.
I ran today.
Why the hell you do that?
Somebody chasing you or something?
And while we're on the track, Brittany Runs a Marathon is a comedy about a woman living in New York who takes control of her life running one block at a time. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer shimmies off criticism over his new gig.
Sean Spicer, not fazed by backlash over his casting in the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars, telling Fox and Friends.
Look, I'm focused on working hard and learning how to dance and then doing the best job that I can. So that's where I'm going to focus my time and effort on.
Critics lashing out over Spicer joining the reality hit, including the show's host, Tom Bergeron, who in a tweet expresses his desire to keep the show politics-free. Spicer says he's hoping this season can be good, wholesome entertainment for everyone. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
New music from Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift dropped the title track for her latest album, Lover, late Thursday after hosting a YouTube special. Swift spoke about her writing process and introduced new merchandise from designer Stella McCartney, who partnered with the artist.
Lover.
A music video accompanied her latest song, in which Swiftie is clearly smitten with her latest beau, actor Joe Alwyn.
Have I known you 20 seconds, 20 years?
The album is Taylor's seventh and also includes her hits Me, The Archer, and You Need to Calm Down. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
A comedian calls out a traveler's airplane etiquette.
Forget snakes, bare feet on a plane, a hot topic online. Comedian Andy Richter shaming a fellow passenger on a flight for putting his shoeless parts on an entertainment screen. A photo he shared to Twitter shows the unnamed man with his feet up on the back of a seat. Richter says he notified a flight attendant who asked the guy to put his legs down, adding, "When he just put them back up, I decided expletive it. I'm tweeting." Actor Mark Hamill replying to the thread, telling him to keep fighting the good fight. Others tweeting, "This is the reason they travel with disinfectant wipes." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Oh, wow. The list is out. Forbes' highest paid actor of the year.
I'm trying to save the world, which, for the record, will be my fourth time.
Dwayne Rock Johnson is having a good year. He recently married his longtime girlfriend, Lauren Hashian, and now the actor tops the Forbes' highest paid list with his $89.4 million a year. Avengers star Chris Hemsworth followed close behind, earning $76.4 million. Robert Downey Jr. was number three at 66. Bollywood star Akshay Kumar followed in the number four spot with $65 million, and Jackie Chan was number five, earning $58 million. There were several other Avengers in the top 10, joined by Bradley Cooper, Will Smith, and Adam Sandler, who, thanks to his Netflix deal, earned $57 million. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
Your buddy Adam Sandler there making,
making a lot of money.
Hey, you bet. This weekend, we mark the 40th anniversary of this song hitting number one on the charts. My Sharona, by The Knack, went number one 40 years ago this weekend.
Oh, The Knack.
It would be the first time in over a year that a song hit number one that was neither disco nor a ballad, which means that this song started signaling the potential resurgence of rock.
There you go.
My Sharona.
My Sharona.
Kind of starting to put the pin in the disco there.
There you go.
That was 40 years ago this weekend. All right, we got some good birthdays to finish up with here today. How about actress Vera Miles?
Vera Miles
is 89 years old today.
Right.
Was born in Oklahoma.
Right.
Then spent some of her young childhood in Pratt.
Pratt.
And then spent some of her next part of her childhood and adolescence right here in
Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, she was a graduate of Wichita North High School. She was crowned Miss Kansas in 1948 and finished in the top five in the Miss America contest.
Oh.
Then she went on to a nice career out in Hollywood, of course,
mm-hmm.
where she made movies like Psycho.
Yep.
The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. And a couple of movies she made back-to-back. Wichita. She was in the movie Wichita.
Yeah.
And then the movie she did right after that was The Searchers.
Which is one of the worst and one of the best Westerns of all
right.
time.
Yeah, she made those back-to-back.
You know, they should find her house where she lived mm-hmm. over there by North. And buy that thing and make it into a shrine or a museum.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
She was the heir apparent to take over kind of as Hitchcock's leading lady after Grace Kelly, of course, left and got married and went to Europe.
Right.
And Vera Miles was set to be the big star of Vertigo.
Oh, yeah.
But then Vera Miles got pregnant and had to drop out, and that's when
Kim Novak
got cast in that
yeah.
movie. And
yeah.
Hitchcock always felt that Kim Novak was miscast. Should have been Vera Miles,
yeah.
for goodness sake.
Vera.
Ah, Wichita's Vera Miles. She is 89 today. She is a staunch Republican. She lives in Palm Desert, California. She does not make public appearances. She does not do interviews, but she does correspond with her fan base. She's 89 today. All right, we got to actress Shelley Long is 70 today, of course. Diane on Cheers.
On Cheers.
Her most famous role. Shelley Long is 70 today. Happy birthday today to Jeannie. I Dream of Jeannie. Barbara Eden is 88 today.
Yes, okay, bye.
Is that your mother again, Master?
Uh-huh. Usual thing, you know, stay out of drafts, marry a nice girl.
I'm a nice girl, Master.
Yes, I know you are, Jeannie. Somehow I don't think you're exactly what my mother has in mind.
Barbara Eden, 88 today.
And Larry Hagman there.
And Larry Hagman, of course. Yeah. I Dream of Jeannie. And finally, actor Richard Sanders' birthday today. He is 79. The great Les Nessman on WKRP.
Is it true my news ratings are sucking canal water?
Les, I never said that.
That twit Herb did.
Well, he was stupid for saying so.
You said, don't worry. I almost have it on tape.
Look, Les, go to my office and wait for me there, will you? And don't talk to Herb anymore.
Fine.
Okay.
But remember this. Good ratings didn't get this newsman where he is today.
That was priceless. Almost a transcript of your last meeting with our program director.
Sure was.
Happy birthday to Richard Sanders, Les Nessman, 79 today. That's Entertainment News in the Blur, brought to you by the great family-owned appliance repair business, Napoleon Appliance Repair. If you've got an appliance that needs help, here's who you call. Rachel or Terry will get you fixed up at 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Keep it here for Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.